Of course. In New York now, citizens are being invited to solve a murder mystery through a series of clues and working their way through the subway system. This is a mini-adventure. We're pretty sure there's no real death involved. The creator is Ryan Halsopel, part of the art group 31 Down. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Rod. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I love interactive mysteries. I think I used to love them anyway. How does this one work?
Basically, you show up in the Canal Street subway station in New York City, Manhattan of New York City. And,
and down at the bottom of Manhattan.
Well, I'm sorry?
Down at the bottom of Manhattan, near the World Trade Center, near where it used to be.
Exactly. A little bit further north, but in the general vicinity. So you can call, once you go in the turnstiles, there are numerous payphones in the station, and you can call from any payphone you want to start on, and you're guided through an interactive private detective story, and you answer clues along the way. So you'll get a clue after your first call, you'll hang up, you'll go search the station for the answer, and then you'll find another payphone and call back in and answer the clue into the keypad with a number sequence or so forth. And then if you're right, it'll say, you're a great detective, here's your next clue. If you're wrong, it'll say your detective died and hang up on you.
Oh, dear. Well, look, let's have a listen to one of these clues now.
Thank you for calling Canal Street Station, 31 Down's interactive payphone murder mystery. To play Canal Street Station, be in the subway, inside the turnstiles, anywhere in Canal Street Station. Call from a payphone, this 1-800 toll-free number. For more information, visit 31down.org.
Ah, right. So that obviously is all that we could get to, because we weren't calling from within the ring. We weren't calling from within the subway system.
Exactly, exactly. I have it. We're using a server that uses caller ID information, and I've gone through the whole station and selected all of the phone numbers from the payphones in the station, and you can only play the game using those numbers. If you call from an outside number, that's the message you get.
That's really clever. Amazingly, amazingly clever. So, how long does it take to actually go through all the clues?
A good player with not during rush hour traffic, I'd say can do it in 45 minutes to an hour. The other night we had some girls from Jersey play it, and they were getting some wrong answers, and it took them about 2 hours to get through the whole thing.
But well, they obviously weren't. They did. I mean, they weren't entirely serious, obviously. Do you go down there, and do you watch people play it?
I've never watched people play it, but I have a monitoring system that when people solve certain questions right, it emails me, and if I'm by my computer at home, I can see, oh, somebody made it to the third stage. And so I kind of keep a watchful eye on the people playing it that way.
Is there a prize?
In the end, you actually leave the station, and I probably shouldn't say this because it is the giveaway in the end, but it's fun. You actually call me live, and I talk to you on the phone in character to give you your final clue.
Oh, great. Oh, couldn't be better. Have you met some interesting people that way?
The people are first shocked that they're actually speaking to somebody live after hearing these voices the whole time. And, the people are pretty fascinating. Like those girls from Jersey City the other night were a lot of fun to talk to about their experience in the end of the mystery. And then a lot of people, the ride, what they do is they go for a nice ride on the train. And people seem to really enjoy it. They go in pairs a lot. There was a group from Berkeley, California, the other day that went through it. And so people seem to be having a good time with it. And on a blog online I read, people are saying this is a great first date activity. So it seems like a great thing for that, which I think is really cool.
I think you might very well get some shopping groups from Britain. People who come over to New York for the weekend to do the shopping might just want to add in a little murder tour. Give us the website again.
I'm sorry?
Give us the website again.
Oh, it's 31down.org, and it's co-produced by Free 103.9 Transmission Arts, and that's free 103point9.org as well for information.
Well, there we are. 31 down, just the number 31 and then down.
Yeah, 31 down. It's a lot of our work is based on the private detective saga, and this is a private detective that plays crosswords a lot. So 31 down or 26 across, that's where the name comes from.
It sounds to me as if you got more ideas up your sleeve. This isn't going to be a one-off.
Oh, yeah, always. This show runs from March until October, and we've done a lot of payphone pieces in the past and sound walks using phones. So, yeah, we do have a lot of things up our sleeves.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.